Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaya. How may I help you?
Hey, I'm Kaya. I see that you guys got me set up for a subscription and you charged my account. I'd never signed up for anything.
Okay, can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
30236.
30236. 30236. Okay. Okay, can you give me your first and last name?
Clarel, C-L-A-R-E-L. Last name is Jean-Louis, J-E-A-N hyphen L-O-U-I-S.
Okay, Mr. Louise, I have your account pulled up. 1 second. Okay, you said that you was charged for something that you don't know about.
Yeah, I know nothing about this.
Okay, it looks like on the 31st, your account was billed $39.85 because you entered a contest entry for our meal plan.
No, I don't know nothing about you guys.
So you're saying that basically this is fraud and someone else has used your account, your card?
It must be because I see you guys just sent me an email, subscription date, which was last night, yesterday evening. I have a subscription number, and you guys charged order total of $39.85. I know nothing about this.
Okay, hold 1 second while I talk to my supervisor, okay?
Okay.
That's how that came about. Okay, you don't remember like taking a survey saying that you're gonna win like an iPhone, iPad, vacuum cleaner or something like that?
What is that?
Do you remember like taking a survey and saying that, you know, you'll win an iPhone if you pay $1 or something, or you'll win a vacuum cleaner, or you'll win an iPad?
Yeah, I saw that. I received
okay.
that email.
Yes, and you that's when you entered and you paid to enter the contest.
Okay.
That's where that $39.85 came from. When you did that survey and you entered the contest and you put your card information in, that's where that $39.85 came from.
So this is a $39.85 subscription that I entered for?
Yes, you entered a contest, not a subscription.
That's not what that email said. That email said that I can select after the survey. I would be receiving some Dyson vacuum cleaner, and all I had to pay was 39 something. That was it. There was nothing in that email that said a subscription. Or contest. And now I'm seeing a subscription.
Yes, that's what it is. But hold on 1 second. Let me look over your account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yes. However, that was for our meal planning, and that monthly charge was $39.85. Basically, it was $1.33 a day.
No, I don't need no meal plan. I have zero reason for a meal plan. I am a physician.
Okay, so you're saying that you want to cancel?
Why, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I can offer you a $19.85 off the monthly rate,
nope,
bringing the cost up to $20
need...
a month to stay.
Nope, I need absolutely nothing. Just cancel
okay,
and get delete my info.
Okay, well, I'll totally get your account canceled out for you, okay?
Okay, and what
hold,
do I do going forward?
Hold one moment, and I'm going to get you your cancellation number. Hold one moment for me.
Okay.
I'm still here, just notating your account for you so you can get your cancellation number, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I'm on it. Okay, yes, I have canceled your account. And do you have a pen and paper ready for your cancellation number?
I'm ready.
Okay, that's C as in cancel, 919-269-5-28.
That's C-919-269-5-28.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it's effective as of when?
Your account canceled now. Nothing else will be charged to your account anymore.
Okay. And will I receive a refund?
For a refund, hold on 1 second. Okay, yes, your refunds are based on how much of the month has passed where they had where you had access to the app. So let me look over your account to see if you're eligible for a refund, okay?
Okay.
Hold 1 second. No, sir. It only been 2 days since this has been on your account. We only do refunds up to if you had access for a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yes, but your account has, been canceled, and you won't be billed anymore from this product.
Okay. But this money that you guys took, that means I lost it. Is that right?
Yes, because you only had it for 2 days. If you would have had it for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then you would have been eligible for a refund. But you only had it for 2 days, so you wasn't eligible for a refund.
That doesn't even make sense. It should be the opposite. Because I only had it for 2 days, that means I didn't use it. There's a refund.
Yes, that means you didn't use it, so that means you didn't get to experience it. So if you would have had it longer and experienced it and said you didn't like it, then you would have been eligible for a refund because you didn't like it, but you only had it for 2 days and didn't use it, so you don't know how it is.
Man, I hope y'all go to jail. That is, that, no, that, no, nah, you know what? It's no money, but I'm gonna take it to the Better Business Bureau, and I'll do everything in my power. My son is a lawyer. I'll get back to y'all.
Okay, we can refund you your full amount.
No, I want my full money back, every single dime. If not, I am a physician. My son is an attorney. My cousin's an attorney. I have plenty of resources to shut y'all down. If I don't get that little $30-something back, no. First of all, it was the way you guys switched it from what I signed up for, that is illegal. That's number one. Number two, you telling me after 2 days that I can't get my money back? No, I don't care if I spend $1 million and I have the resources to do that.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm going to refund you your full amount. Hold 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, your order was refunded $39.85 successfully. You should see in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days. And
okay,
your account has
you.
Been canceled.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
This is Kaya, K-I-Y-A.
K-I-Y-A. Okay, thank you, Kaya.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.